Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
Tonight I want to just share something that's been on my heart for a while now, and I've been thinking about it. It's a simple little message. You know, but I have to stop right there. I think sometimes the simple messages are the best messages. I think oftentimes we come in and say, oh, I need some fresh revelation. I want to hear somebody tell me something I have not already known. The truth be known about you is most of us that are in here know more than we do. And until we start doing some of the stuff that we know, why would God give us some fresh revelation? And not saying that this is not fresh, it is. I haven't ever spoken it before, and I'm going to for the first time in my life tonight. But I, what I'm looking for is not fresh revelation. What I'm looking for is the revelation that changes my life, so I don't continue to stay the same person I have been in the past. Listen to what I'm going to say to you. Sometimes that means the simplest messages that drop down in my heart are literally the best messages. And so sometimes I come in, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, when a simple message just God wants to speak in our hearts so that we can live with it. I found something as I was studying the Word of God. It's called the I wills of Jesus. You know, oftentimes I'll say to you, well, we ought to talk about and share how many times we hear the word trust in the Bible. Or the absolutes of the you musts. We ought to preach on the musts of the Bible. You know, and we take this one little word called must and we preach on it or whatever. But this is these two words, I will. And when Jesus makes that statement, it really says a lot. What if I told you that Jesus says, I will, about three or four or five times in the scripture about certain subjects? And when he says, I will, it's not only the heartbeat of God the Father, but listen to this. It is also the entire plan of redemption and the plan of God in progress. And you find out that you and I are the center of God's heartbeat plan. You know, when you find a revelation in the Word of God, in other words, for an example, let me just say it like this, where the I wills of Jesus are revealed in certain situations, and they tell us about this eternal mystery of God, and you'll find that the Word of God, the Scripture of God, defines itself as a hidden mysteries of God. You heard me say this before if you've been around a long time. Hidden mysteries because they're hard to find, and mysteries because they're hard to figure out. When you find them and you figure them out and you apply them in your life, it changes your whole world. But one of the things that you don't understand, and I never really understood, is when I find out these secrets throughout the ages and apply them and understand them, that they're all part of the original plan for my life. Can you imagine that? It builds such faith in all of us. It builds such courage in all of us. It builds strength in all of us. It builds such confidence in who God is. And tonight, in these little simple words, I will, the I wills of Jesus, those four little things that we're going to share with you tonight, shares with you the entire plan of redemption. Can you imagine that? So this, you talk about something big, it's big. You talk about something vast, it's vast. You talk about something deep and that which is a secret that you would never know. But tonight God's letting you in the mysteries of the ages. Mysteries that not even the angels knew about. Mysteries that not the prophets before you ever truly understood. But we today can look into the Word of God and the heartbeat of God. We today can come to a place where we can understand these hidden mysteries that God has that defines who we are and what we're here for and what it's about. Now listen to this. And it builds when you understand what God's saying about you. It builds inside of you such confidence. That man, no matter what the world throws at me, no matter what comes at me, I am part of, obviously, the plan of God. And it was all, funny little word, hidden or a secret of the ages that's being revealed in the words that Jesus speaks to you tonight. It's like bizarre. Talk about deep, but yet simple. Talk about profound. Yet so easily understood. Tonight, that's where we're going. Tonight, when you walk out of this place, you will know that you are planned in the plan of God. You are the purpose. You are the very heartbeat of the plan of God. Sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror, and sometimes you see yourself. Sometimes you don't think much of yourself. Maybe you're uneducated, or you're not exactly the most attractive person. The people beat the door down wanting to look at you. Maybe you feel bad about yourself. Maybe your body aches all the time. Maybe you never really felt like you could accomplish very much at all in life. You feel kind of squashed about your existence. And then you find out that you are, in the words of Jesus, that reveals the plan of God. It changes your outlook, not only towards God, but to who you are. And that we're going to see tonight as Jesus speaks in simple words, the will, I will. When Jesus made the statement, I will, it changed the whole world for all of us. Sometimes we don't see it, but tonight we're going to see it. In fact, I want you to go with me, if you will, in Matthew, the 26th chapter. And let's just start off with the foundation of Jesus' will. When Jesus makes a statement about I will, it ought to be the same kind of a statement that you and I make about I will. When we say I will, it better be that I will do this because it is part of the plan of God and it is the will of God. Not just because it feels good or because I want to do it or I think it's important, but I will do that. And when you make a statement, I will, you ought to be like Jesus because he's our example. Here we find Jesus and there's in this garden experience. And you remember the garden in Matthew, the 26th chapter. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, let's take a look. It's a big chapter, verse number 39. He's talking to his disciples and has asked them to just watch and see and pray for him. And he's in this garden experience. He went a little further, verse number 39 says, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Right off the very bat, we see the very example of when you and I express the words, I will, it ought to be the will of God that we're expressing. And if you don't know it to be the will of God, then hold off and back down until you do know it's the will of God. Jesus makes it very clear that what he is going to do is not what he just wants to do, but what the Father wants him to do. And I think it's fascinating too, because Jesus says, the words that I speak are not my words, but he that sent me. So all of a sudden we find that Jesus is where? In the will of God. I just pray that every one of us have an insight and a revelation that we live our marriages, we live our life, we do our job, we do our business. Whatever it is that you and I are going to do with our life, we ought to be in the people that are just determined that we're going to do it in the will of God. Not in what we think or society tells us or what the social systems we're involved in or what economics dictate to us, but we're going to do the will of God with the life that we have. And when you do, and God knows that he can trust you, all of a sudden the world starts to open up to you. Jesus gives us a perfect and wonderful example of just that. And I love it. Let's talk about the I wills of Jesus. The number one I will, I think, that most moved me, these first two, is fascinating. But number one is this. I will set the captives free. And I don't know if you've ever really taken a look at this, but really ever thought about why you had to be set free. In order for you to be a Christian, in order for you to follow the Word of God, in order for you to make the right decisions and make the right choices in life, before anything else, you have to be free enough to make those choices and free enough to make those decisions and go in freedom to the directions that God has for you. God must set you free in order for you to make a free will and I to make a free will choice about our future and about our life. A lot of times we don't understand that. I love what Jesus said, a free will choice. Because if I don't have the choice, I can't make the decisions. And if I can't make the decisions, then I can't get the direction. And if I can't get the direction, then I end up someplace I don't want to be. And I finally end up blaming God. When in fact, I didn't move on the fact that we are set free for a reason. The Bible makes it very clear that you're free from everything. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you are free. You're free from your past. You're free from the torment. You're free from the shame. You're free from the bondages of the devil that had you. Someone says, I just can't break loose. Get saved. And allow God to move big in your life. And put your heart and your mind and your soul upon Him instead of the junk that used to hold you in there. Learn how to cast down those imaginations that come constantly against you. Why? Because you are free. Free to do what? Free to make the right choices. And if we don't make the right choices, there's nobody to blame but us, because Jesus went to the cross so that you and I could be free. Jesus makes a statement, if you will, in Luke, the 5th chapter. Go there with me. Is anybody listening tonight? In Luke, the 5th chapter, in verse number 12, he says these words, and it happened that when he was in a certain city, and behold, a man who was full of leprosy and saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And then he put out his hands and he touched him and saying, I'm willing, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. And I don't know if you think about that as just a story in the Bible, but really it's a story about you and I. Really telling us something about where we were at. We were rotten in our sins. We were headed for a destiny of hell on earth. We were the biggest failures and the losers there's ever been. We were a people that walked upon the planet like sheep looking for someone to slaughter us. We were no good to anybody and no good but to ourselves. And here comes a person. All of us had spiritual leprosy, and God comes and sets us free. And I love these words. He says these words, I am willing, or I will, one translation says, I will heal you. Man, guys, every one of us, you set us free. Every day of your life, we sang that song this morning of free. Freedom, freedom, freedom. But every day of our life, we've got to come to a place that we are so free we can make the choices that God would have us to make. We do not have to be manipulated by our feelings or choices, or those things that used to hold us in bondage. We are now a free people. We were free from Jesus, and He has cleansed us from leprosy, spiritual leprosy. Somebody ought to say amen. We're talking about the I wills of Jesus. The second one is He's going to deliver us. Now, sometimes we think about deliverance, and it's true from our own problems of today or tomorrow or the things ahead of us, our own mistakes we need Him to deliver us from. But did you ever think about that God wants to deliver you and I from our human experience? It's really cool that God did not leave us here on this planet forever. That it was never the plan of God for you to live forever on this planet. And that you are to be here forever and ever. And I thank God for that. Because no matter what, I don't want to be here forever. I'm here for a certain time, a certain season. But then I'm going to get out of here and go and be what God would have me to be. I'm going to join Him at the right-hand side of the throne. And I'm out of here. I'm delivered from the human experience. We preach a lot about deliverance from our problems and deliverance from the tax collector, deliverance from our finances and deliverance from our jobs and deliverance from our economics. And it's true, He wants to deliver you in every area. But there's a human experience that God wants to deliver you and I from. And man, that excites me. Jesus makes this statement in John. You might as well go there with me, and we're going to hang around John for a little while. In the sixth chapter of John, starting in verse number 36. But I say unto you, that you have seen me, and you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, and not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Now, verse 39 is nuts. Are you ready? This is the will of the Father who sent me. Wait a minute. This has got to be an incredibly powerful statement. This is the will of the Father who sent me. You mean Jesus is going to summarize the whole will of the Father who sent him at this verse? And he says this in verse number 39. He says that of all he has given me, I should not lose nothing, but should raise up at the last days. And verse number 40. And this is the will of him who sent me. Wait a minute, he just said that, verse 39. Now he repeats himself again in verse number 40. Listen to this. That everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah. And you talk about deliverance from your human experience. You may be in trouble today, but I got good news for you. The eastern sky is going to split, and Jesus is coming, and we're waiting for him to come. Somebody give me a great big amen. And sometimes we just need to get our eyes off of today and get our eyes on the fact that our Jesus, he is coming, and he will bring deliverance to all of us. Boy, I love that. God wants to deliver us. We've seen two things so far. Number one, he wants to, if you will, and has to, set us free. Number two, he has to, if you will, deliver us. I love the part of that where Jesus says, I'm not going to lose any of them. He's fighting for me. He's fighting for you. He's long-suffering and cares. When you and I screw up, he's still there. He isn't taking Prozac over your problems or mine. Number three, the I wills of Jesus. He will draw men out. Now, I'm setting you all up for the plan, like I told you, of God. Remember, I told you the plan of God of which you are involved in, and which you, it's about you, these hidden mysteries from times, these secrets of the ages, are all in these words of Jesus, I will. And the third one that we see is that he will draw men out. What does that mean? Let's take a look at John the 12th chapter. In John the 12th chapter, let's look at verse number 30 of John the 12th chapter. And Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world, and now the rulers of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to myself. Notice the words, I will draw. Now the plan so far is so cool. You may not have seen it. First, he's got to set you free. Second, he's got to give you the deliverance so that you can make those free will choices that are right. And thirdly, he's going to use you to lift Jesus up, so that he can draw men to him. Which brings us to number four of the I wills of Jesus, which is found, if you will, in John the 14th chapter, but let me read it to you. He will come for you and I. And the whole thing is summed up in this. I've got to bring a a people to a place where they are set free. Setting the captives free, number one. I've got to bring deliverance. I've got to deliver them from this human experience so they're not wrapped back up in it. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Then I will use the people to lift me up, and then I will draw all men to me. Draw is like take them out and bring them forward. God wants to use us. There's a plan. And number four, he'll come. He says that I will come. And John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 3 says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also." So he comes to bring us deliverance. Excuse me, he comes to set us free. Then he's got to deliver us from this worldly, earthly experience so that we're in the world but not of it. Then he uses us to lift up Jesus, to draw men to him, and then he comes for us. All found within the I wills, the words of Jesus. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. Something so simple as that. Jesus wants to set you free. Jesus wants to deliver you from the pressures of this earthly experience. Jesus wants to use you to lift him up. Wherever you're at, whatever sphere of influence that you have, the office, your place of work, your children, your family, your neighbors, your store, wherever it is, your coffee shop, he wants to use you to lift up Jesus. And in lifting him up, he draws men to him. Now, not everybody's coming. I wish it was that way, but they're not. But when Jesus is lifted up, those that have a heart for Jesus will come. He promises not to lose one of them. And then he says, whew, I love this part. He's coming for you and I, because he's built you and I a mansion in heaven, and where he's at, that's where we'll be. What a simple message, but God is so profound in his simplicity, so deep in his simplicity. I will, Jesus said, because it's the will of the Father. The will of the Father is to set you free, to deliver you from a worldly and earthly experience. Thirdly, to use you, to draw men to him. And fourthly, to know that he's building a mansion for you because he's coming to get you. Come on, somebody, you ought to give the Lord a great big praise.
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.